Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, when white thugs drag an old black man to death and get the death penalty, the media comes out and says nothing's been done because they didn't get convicted of a hate law, which would restrict free speech. Well, the death penalty is as much as you can do to somebody. But I've got the statistics from the Justice Department. They don't publicize them. For every racial attack, whites on blacks, there's at least 10 times black racial attacks on whites. Iraq vet was warned Waffle House wasn't safe for whites. Gets beaten, needs brain surgery. That's Daily Caller. Up on Infowars.com, white Marine beaten by black mob in Michael Brown revenge attack. And the media won't come out and say that's wrong. The knockout games, all the rest of it. And if you're at a bus terminal and shoot racist attacking you, you know, they try to throw you in jail. There's been famous cases of that. So I don't care if you're black or white or who you are. You're a black guy and 10 white guys or 5 white guys try to kill you, shoot them. They're trying to kill you, assaulting you. If you're a white guy and 6-7 black thugs are trying to kill you, you got a right to defend yourself. Better to be tried by 9 than carried by 6. That's my... Let me tell you, I still can fight. I'm 40 years old. I bet I'm not as mean as I was when I was 20. But if I knew now what I knew then when I was 20, I wouldn't have gotten fights with people that weighed 100 pounds more than me and, you know, ended up kicking their butt at the end of the day, but ended up in the hospital myself. I just pulled a gun out, said, get on out of here. That's the thing. I'm not fist fighting anybody at 40. I'm going to shoot you if you attack me. It's real simple. And that everybody should start packing, folks. That's my view. I'm packing now all the time. Kelly, finish your point about Burger King leaving the U.S. So I know that's what this ties into.
Yeah, I pack also, by the way, all the time. At any rate, the way they're doing this, our industry and getting away with everything in this country and shipping it overseas, you know, the steel mill is on the back, they said, of foreign trade. This time they're using EPA regulations for not building oil refineries when them other countries don't have any EPA regulations. But they meet our tailpipe standards here. Who do you think is getting the money for that? Just like it's China funding all the lobbyists to do away with our right to carry. Because if somebody carries here, then we can be available. You know?
It is a takeover plan. Look, you bomb an enemy's infrastructure. They're shutting off the refineries. They won't let them upgrade them. They built a huge one in Corpus Christi. Won't let them open it. They're shutting down half our power plants. The country is being shut off. Like in 2001 Space Odyssey, when they're turning off the memory of the HAL 9000, they are turning us off incrementally and admitting it's their plan. God bless you. Kevin in Texas, you're on the air listening on 90.1 FM in Austin.
Yes, Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller. I've been listening to you since the late 90s when you were only in Austin Station. And you've been asking for years to have a Muslim call and condemn these terrorists overseas. Well, I became Muslim on June 30th, 1989, and I condemn any criminal that creates havoc anywhere around the world. But when I hear Larry Elder telling the Muslims to have patience, Alex, would you have patience if your wife was gang raped at Abu Ghraib and the pictures plastered all over the Internet? Would you have patience if you were forced to commit sodomy on your son, like the Americans did in Iraq? Would you have patience if your whole country was destroyed like in Libya?
Well, I was against all those wars, and I agree with you. I want to just point out our government is funding the radical Muslims to destabilize the world. It's not our government. It's criminal groups that are doing it. I'm out of time. I appreciate your call. Mouse Link, you got 20 seconds on Lois Lerner. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, the thing about anybody who's in IT knows that nothing can be deleted anywhere. You know, if you post something on
Facebook... That's right, there's mirrors of it, there's copies, It's designed to still be on there. You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
It's backed up. It's backed up. It's a redundant system. You post something on Facebook, it's going to be on there to the apocalypse.
No mouse link. 2 + 2 = 5. You're a racist for saying it doesn't.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom. For in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
It's kickoff, my friends, of another live global worldwide transmission on this Tuesday, the 26th day of August, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have a lot of news, obviously, to cover today, from new anti-gun initiatives here in the United States to the latest migration of corporations from the United States, with Burger King leaving, working with Warren Buffett to transfer itself to Canada. We have the feds announcing you will not be allowed to board an airplane by 2016 without a national ID card. That dovetails with the illegals allowed to fly without IDs. We're going to be breaking it all down here today. But first off, if you just tuned in, we introed the transmission with a movie trailer for 1984, the 1950s version, based on the 1948 book by Eric Blair, pen name George Orwell. He came from an elite technocratic science family, was in British intelligence and then in propaganda at the BBC during World War II. And the book itself is a decoding by an inner party member of exactly the Ingsoc or Fabian socialist mindset for the world. And Orwell, before he died, about a year after publishing the book, wrote essays that you can pull up online or buy in different volumes, where he pointed out that the book is what he believed the world would end up looking like. You can then also hear a famous speech he gave shortly before his death in 1962 in Berkeley by Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, describing the fact that he and Orwell debated which future would become reality, and Huxley said that it would be his future of the technotronic, genetically engineered, drugged population. But you have to understand, when you read Brave New World, written in 1932, and you think, man, a lot of this has come true, but when you read 1984 with black helicopters flying around looking through your windows and microphones hidden in your walls and on street corners inside lampposts, you have to understand, both men worked in the highest levels of global government. Both men were Fabian socialist in the inner halls of the elite. Huxley's brother, Julian, ran the UN's UNESCO program as director general. And so when you read those, there's a reason you see so many movies and so many other books basically based on that template, because you're reading a parable or a gestalt, a revelation of the method of what is going to be done to you. Now, Orwell said he was against it. Huxley would say, I'm against it if you're good enough to stop it. And then he laughed at the graduate students, the PhD students, the people going for their PhDs. You can go hear the whole hour-long speech at Berkeley, and basically said, I don't think you're smart enough to do anything about this. You'll probably just go along with it. So they have this weird rule where they've got to tell you what they're doing to you before they do it. Just like in metaphysical laws, in the allegory of the vampire, which is really the allegory of the sociopath, the allegory of the psychopath, the allegory of the borderline personality disorder, and that whole constellation of anti-human humans. They've got a, hey, I'm your next door neighbor. Would you like to invite me in for tea? Yeah, come on in. They've got to tell you what they're going to do. That's why there's hundreds of movies and hundreds of books and more than 10 TV shows the last decade where The End of Humans, The World Without Us, book on tape. How beautiful, how wonderful. There's too many of us. I mean, who can deny? The earth would be better off without all these people. Getting us to accept this Brave New / 1984 / THX1138 / Hunger Game. When you read the UN Biological Diversity Assessment, the full document, I have screenshots of it in my 1996 TV show, but also in the film Endgame, 2001. Where, I mean, I zoom in on it, on the document. I show it to you where they say, we may just use war to exterminate most of the people or a bioweapon, or we may have like a Logan's Run type deal where you have a lottery for who gets killed, or we may just go like with the Aztecs and have ritualized sacrifice cities. That's probably the best model, with these big execution games like the Romans had. when you read the biological diversity assessment and what they propose for the new culture, it's Hunger Games. Districts. And only certain districts are allowed to produce certain goods, so the globalists control all the districts, and all the districts need each other, so that we then need the elite, because they are the only ones that know how to run the interlocking districts. You see that in the film with James Caan from the mid-1970s, Rollerball, where each district is run by a main city, and one city is energy, one is technology, one is military. That's globalism. That's the modern mercantilism system, where they would not let things like the colonies in 1770 or so produce any finished goods. That all the raw goods had to be sent back to London, England, where they were then finished so that they had dominance and control over the world. Of course, you don't let people have their own factories. So that's the system that we're going under. And the reason I opened the broadcast today with 1984 is because if you look at what's happening in the news, just a year ago, in fact, less than a year ago, last summer, at the end of summer and into September and into October, they were on the news saying, we've got to attack Syria right now, or they're going to attack the United States or Israel, when Syria was doing nothing. And we've got to take the government out. And then now, a year later, we're being told we've got to take out and have bombings inside Syria because Assad and Putin were right about ISIS being bad. We've got to bomb them. And then we're being told, oh my gosh, ISIS broke into Syrian military bases. They have M-PAD Stinger missiles. No, they got those from the West. But now everyone's going to ask, why did the Al-Qaeda people, that's who they are, have the Stingers? Oh, they got them from Assad. See, we've got to go in and bomb these bases because Al-Qaeda's in them. This is how dumb they think you are. Here are the headlines. Islamic State might have taken advanced M-PADs from Syrian airfield. That's in the Associated Press. ISIS demands $6.6 million ransom for 26-year-old American woman. Oh, we've got to do something. Louis Gohmert warns of terrorist threat along Texas-Mexico border. U.S. forces move into Syria. Obama paves ways for airstrikes, sending in surveillance jets, despite Assad warning that any attack will be seen as aggression. Oh, yeah, they'll bomb Assad forces who are fighting ISIS because they know the public is so, not even dumbed down, but just so accustomed to being lied to with this little quote. We've always been at war with Eurasia. We've always been at war with East Asia. We've never been at war in Eurasia. And that's from 1984, as Winston is listening to a radio broadcast in his kitchen, and they change midstream just to train the public to live in fantasy land. What does Obama say? 2 + 2 = 5. That's taught in school. Perpetual war. In 1984, there is a perpetual war among Oceania, Eurasia, and East Asia. The superstates, which emerged from the atomic global war, the book, the theory, and practice of oligarchical collectivism by Emmanuel Goldstein, which is really what 1984 is. It is the book explaining oligarchical collectivism. And Orwell's telling you that in the book. Explains that each state is so strong it cannot be defeated, even with the combined forces of the two superstates, despite changing alliances. To hide such contradictions, history is rewritten to explain that the new alliance always has been so, and that populaces are accustomed to doublethink and accept it. So they practice lies openly, training you. The war is not fought in Oceania, Eurasia, or East Asia territory, but in the Arctic waste and other disputed zones, just like we fight the Middle East. The sea and land in North Africa and Australia. At the start, Oceania and East Asia are allies combating Eurasia in Northern Africa and the Malabar coast. That alliance ends and Oceania allied with Eurasia fights East Asia, a change which occurred during the Hate Week dedicated to creating patriotic fervor for the party's perpetual war. The public are blind to the change. In mid-sentence, an orator changes the name of the enemy from Eurasia to East Asia without pause. We've always been at war with East Asia. Nowadays, they just say conspiracy theory, 2 + 2 = 4, and the public says 2 + 2 = 5, big brother, double plus good.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is the end, beautiful prayer. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Here's the headlines up on drudgereport.com. That's where I'm going next. Greasy Burger King to quit USA over taxes. Buffett profit to finance the move and the $12 or $11 billion purchase of the Canadian company they're buying. U.S. tax rate over 40% versus Canada's 26. That's right. Hatch, the senator, is calling for an overall. Canadians are squeamish over takeover. Well, it's going home. Burger King's always been a Britishly held company. I'm not against the British. I'm not an Anglophile either. But the Queen of England divested 5 years ago in her majority ownership of it. So the pun is really true that it is a royal company. Just like Dutch Royal Shell and BP are both majority owned by the Queen of England. The other owner is then her cousin, Queen Beatrix. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up. But their state money is a state secret. And, of course, they're tax exempt. You know who else is tax exempt, of course. That's Warren Buffett. Most of his companies are already tax exempt. That's why he's the biggest lobbyist in the U.S. on record, underwriting this week on ABC News and other programs on CNN. I see news articles all the time and read the bottom, and it's financed by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that he heads up and that he's given about $40 billion to, tax-free, so he can then leverage out all the other businesses. He only gives the profit, ladies and gentlemen, into those companies and then uses it to be able to take over other companies. So continuing, these are not the altruistic people that they claim they are. You always read on elitist bios that they are, what's the term you use for somebody that gives money as their profession? Yes, yes, a philanthropic philanthropist. I was having one of those brain flatulations, as they call it. Here's just an example today. They've been doing this since the 80s. Most of the IRS criminal investigators go after blue collar. You can look that up. There are almost no white-collar investigators. The few that are there are used politically to target libertarians and conservatives and family-held companies that aren't globalist. You merge with a globalist company. You play ball with them. You get left alone. Your company gets bought out by a big globalist company. That's one of the fringe benefits. You still get to head it up. You still get your paycheck. You lay off most of your employees. And then you don't have to pay taxes anymore. You're just left alone. That's why it's come out in the news that over half of Congress doesn't pay taxes or is a decade or more behind. See, that's 1984, folks, where Warren Buffett is constantly hyping raising taxes on, quote, rich people. He means people making $125,000 a year or more. That's the middle class, the upper middle class for most people. That's the folks that actually keep the economy going. That group is dwindling. Warren Buffett is in a jihad, or I guess you'd use the term crusade, an all-out war on the middle class. And he gives money, hundreds of millions to abortion every decade, hundreds of millions to gun control. Do you know who the biggest financiers, because I read who underwrites the Violence Policy Center, Handgun Control Incorporated, and the others? You know who finances Battleground Texas to turn it blue and take the guns? Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, but you never hear the big national talk show host talking about them. Let me tell you, you don't mess with the big kingpins. I mean, here's a KOMO News AP article. Bill Gates and his wife donate $1 million for a total of $6 million in Initiative 594 in Washington State to ban the private transference of guns. Cannot give your son or daughter a gun, shuts down gun shows. Isn't that just cupcake sweet? Oh, neighbor calls cops on boys' lemonade stand. Police coming. Well, you know what happened. I just thought I see those articles every day or two. I saw an article where kids were fighting in their front yard with oars, having a fake sword fight. An armored vehicle came. Oh, but foreign bankers are tax exempt, looting the country with banker bailouts. You're not going to hear a word, because here's Reuters. They're too busy going after the Tea Party right now. IRS enforcement agent numbers could drop to lowest levels since the 70s. Oh, guess what? All the other government budgets are swelling. They're going to cut white-collar fraud and NASDAQ and stock market investigators. That's right. They're getting rid of their high-level criminal investigations unit. So there you go. They're cutting billions of dollars from that. Just thought I'd mention that. See how the world really works, folks?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
By the way, coming up at the start of the next segment, I'm going to plug some of our new affiliates. One of them is Oklahoma City, carrying us live. So we'll tell you how you can tune in when you're in Oklahoma or if you live in and around Oklahoma City with a big new affiliate. That is coming up, so get your pens and paper ready for that information. I want to go to our reporters who are on the ground in Napa Valley, where, as you know, that earthquake hit on Sunday. here are some of the headlines dealing with that. This is out of Reuters today, and this is why I sent our reporters out there to begin with, because I was aware of this information. U.S. inspector wanted reactor shutdown on quake fears report. A federal nuclear inspector urged U.S. regulators to shut down a California nuclear power plant until tests showed its reactors could withstand shocks from nearby earthquake faults, according to the Associated Press and an environmental group. William Peck's calls to close the Diablo Canyon power plant in San Luis Obispo County, gotta love the name of where it's at, Diablo Canyon, was in a report he made to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in 2013, the AP reported on Monday, a day after a strong earthquake shook California's Napa Valley region. And I'm not against nuclear power if it was done right. But why did they build six reactors on a fault line in a tsunami zone in Japan? Why do we have a bunch of reactors on fault lines in California? It's not like they're built in the Midwest or something where they don't really have earthquakes very often and don't have big fault lines. There are a few, and some of those have become active. And all the major earthquake experts, mainline geologists, mainline seismologists, are on record saying that all those plates are basically colliding with each other right now. There hasn't been a big earthquake in many areas of Northern California since the 80s, but that the whole region is due for a major event. In fact, the whole of North America, that's why we're suddenly seeing earthquakes in Missouri and earthquakes in Oklahoma and earthquakes in Texas and earthquakes in New York, and we're seeing all these weird sinkholes, and we're seeing, most importantly, things unfold like the Yellowstone supervolcano as that begins to just basically rise and fall at the same time. And most mainline analysts say that it's literally time for folks to brace for that thing to go sky high. And if it does, it could destroy most of the United States and cause a new ice age, it is predicted. And that's mainline scientists. Now, when they say it's due, that's in the next 100 to 1,000 years. They're not sure. The big issue here is our universe is always changing, is always going through volatility. So when the United Nations says we need global carbon taxes because this summer is hotter than last summer or this winter is colder than last winter, it's asinine. They've gone from global warming to, quote, climate change, saying that any type of change is unnatural. The only thing that's not natural is change. And so we better all appreciate being alive today. We better all appreciate God's gift of consciousness and being here with our families and all the great experiences and all the great art and literature and food that we're able to have. But more importantly, our relationship we can have with our Creator and the fact that we have a soul. It is so wondrous to be alive. But anybody that tells you they can take your liberties away and keep you safe is going to deliver one thing, and that's tyranny. So here are some of the headlines. U.S. inspector wanted reactor shut down on quake fears. We're sending our reporters down there in 2 days to go specifically to that Southern California plant. This is the same plant where they have had it leaking before a few years ago, and they have alarms that go off, and it was scaring the local beachfront town. And so the feds said, well, we're going to turn the alerts off because it's scaring people. So they're violating federal law. I'm not against nuclear power, but I'm against it now because they don't care and let them leak and let them melt down and don't maintain them. And the regulations have been watered down because these corporations running them are crazy. Are earthquakes on the rise? CNN asks, is California's big one coming? Then they go to the analyst saying, yes, that the computer models show that from Peru to Chile to Iceland, worldwide, the great ring of fire that California borders and the Pacific Rift is heating up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just saying be aware of it. Los Angeles awaits earthquake that could be the big one. The London Telegraph reports a megaquake in America's second most populous city is long overdue, and the 50-year-old buildings could come crashing down, killing thousands. Oh, yeah. They've had earthquakes in India and Pakistan and Afghanistan and Iran that killed 10, 30, 40,000 at a pop. By the way, earlier when I said Warren Buffett has given over $100 million the last few years to abortion, I was wrong. Fox News has the headline. It's $1.2 billion to abortion and over $500 million to groups that want to ban our guns. I mean, I don't try to demonize Warren Buffett, but man, he's got this PR image, this sweet little man. This guy runs the Democratic Party, basically. Now, he out-Soroses Soros. You know, Wonder Twins activate? Well, how about Wonder Quad, you know, Triplets activate? You got Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and George Soros are a menace to this country and the world's freedoms. Here's another one. Napa earthquake hastens call for warning system. The other warning system that cost billions gave people a 12-second warning. What is that going to do? But what's really important, AP, Reuters also reports, Napa Valley bottle shock as quake shatters prize wine collections. Oh, boo-hoo. USGS records 125 North Bay earthquakes following Napa tremor, with more to come, with a 2.0 aftershock today. In fact, some of them, that was right in San Francisco. Some are as high as 3.0. So this is all going on right now. I want to tell you about one of our new affiliates. I'll tell you about some more coming up later in the broadcast. KZLS. Please tell your friends and family about KZLS. If you don't live in Oklahoma, but you have friends and family that do, tell them to tune in to KZLS, 1640 AM, Oklahoma City, now carrying the Alex Jones Show live, 11 AM to 2 PM Central Standard Time. And I want to send a tweet out at Real Alex Jones telling folks that they can tune in with a link to KZLS's website so folks can find their audio streams there. And again, we always do this. It's why so many new affiliates are picking us up. We need listeners in Oklahoma City because we've been on the air there years ago. And the station sold. We need folks to become sponsors immediately. Station didn't ask for that, but I want people to step up, local businesses, and don't just tell friends and family about the station. Step up and become sponsors today. And then tell your entire email list, your Facebook, your Twitter, you got an old MySpace account, whatever you're using, your Pinterest, your Instagram, to tune in to KZLS, 1640 AM, Oklahoma City, carrying this show live, ladies and gentlemen. The Eagle, AM 1640. Be sure and get that done. We will retweet their Twitter and be sure and follow that station right there. Very exciting, getting new affiliates all the time. But I tell you, Oklahoma, some of the most libertarian, patriotic, conservative folks out there, and it's time to really get the word out. So that's another major victory in the info war, and we thank the good Lord above. Larry Elder's coming up at the bottom of the next hour to talk about race relations, and how the Democratic Party, in his words, is trying to stir black people up and make them angry. We've got Louis Farrakhan making some of the most incendiary comments I've ever heard out of his mouth. And this is a guy who's plugged my radio show, The Nation of Islam. I don't know what that means. I mean, listen, I don't want to get in a fight with Louis Farrakhan. He actually talks about the private Federal Reserve back when nobody did. He does a lot of good things. But for everything good he does something just as incendiary, just as wild. Is it to get attention? Because Farrakhan attacks Arabs, Chinese, Koreans, Indians, whites in Ferguson rant. And you know, I disagree with him because, you know, you got a white guy that got shot and killed by the cops out in California right around the same time, Dylan Taylor. No one's been talking about that. You don't see people rioting. And it does look like the police told the truth in the Brown case. But does that mean that police aren't militarized and things aren't out of control? No. Now, Farrakhan and others know that I criticize the police state, but just criticizing police individually or making it a black versus white thing, I really, that is not the case. I mean, I've been in New York City and had black and white cops treat me just as bad as I've seen them treat black people on television clips. And you do see black folks getting choked to death and raped with plungers and everything else. I got some bad news for you. You got bad cops doing that to everybody. Because they're not held accountable, and it's very scary. So that's coming up as well. But we're joined by Leanne McAdoo. Then coming up, we'll be joined in the start of the next hour by John Bound to give us his take on things. Who's there with her? They're both taking turns behind camera and there on screen. Leanne McAdoo, I know you're going to go down to Southern California in a few days and investigate this nuke plant right on this fault line that's set to go any time. Stan Deo, we never even played the clip yesterday. I'm going to play it later in the next hour. He predicted 3 months ago. We have the date that this would happen and even pick the region. And he's just saying, get ready, because the blink of an eye is a couple-year period. But sometime in the next few years, he and others believe, and now even mainline seismologists believe, the big one. We're talking an 8.0, 9.0, who knows, is going to hit California and possibly could actually create an island. I mean, California, bridges could be cut. Areas could actually slide into the ocean. We know historically this does happen, and hope it doesn't happen while you're out there, Leanne.
Well, that's what we were thinking. John actually just let me know that there was another earthquake early this morning that we slept right through. So they're happening all the time. More than 125 have happened within 24 hours after this quake. So Leanne McAdoo reporting for Infowars.com. I'm standing right at the corner of Main and 2nd Street here in downtown Napa. Behind me, you can see the crumbling facade of some of the city's oldest buildings. And about a square mile area is all roped off. You can see buildings everywhere with yellow tape or red tape, meaning that those buildings will probably have to come down. The building directly behind me, we were told that they had about a 35-year moratorium where they didn't have to upgrade and retrofit their building to comply with the earthquake standards. But, of course, that just recently expired, and I guess they didn't have time to get them retrofitted. You can see some of the buildings are standing, and that business owner there told us that he just recently completed his retrofitting earlier this year. It was obviously money well spent, because you can see these gorgeous historic buildings just in crumbles behind me.
All right, reporting from downtown Napa. Now continuing here with Leanne McAdoo. Leanne, California is already seeing a huge exodus of their entertainment industry. They're seeing a huge exodus of people, period, because of the high taxes and regulations. I was reading in this report out of the L.A. Times that upwards of half of Los Angeles is 1950 or earlier, and they predict will collapse or partially collapse, quote, killing thousands. That's my big concern. I know you're going to go talk to some professors and others. Have you had a chance to talk to locals yet?
Yes, we spoke with a few locals, a few families here. Some of the locals, men, were brought to tears just recalling their experience, saying they had lived through other earthquakes before, but this was the one that they thought was going to crush them. This was the one they thought was going to kill them. And then we have families where the fault line, it just is going directly through their neighborhood, streets, from street to street. You can see the direct fault line just going right through people's homes, raising the sidewalks in some areas 3 feet off the ground, pushing their homes off the foundation a foot to up to 3 feet for some of the older homes. It's just been pretty incredible. People are not entirely with water, but they do have power. But what we saw, it was pretty remarkable. Because so many people were dumping off their televisions that were broken and all of their things, people were outside. They were helping their neighbors. They were playing outside. The kids weren't, you know, huddled around the TV set. So what we've seen is families just opening up their homes. They invited us in for something to drink and really just rebuilding their community. And that's kind of a testament, like, when the stuff hits the fan, the only thing these people have is each other, because there really is no way to, you can't evacuate. There's no warning signal that an earthquake is coming. So they're testing, beta testing, one of these equipment that will give a warning signal, and it was here in Berkeley, which is about 40 miles away, and that was successful. It did give the lab there a 10-second warning, but that would have been completely useless to people here in NEPA. They would have had a 1 second to half of a second warning.
Sure. Putting the shocks in, putting in the anti-earthquake systems has some effect from what I've read with bigger buildings, but California just doesn't have the money to retrofit all these buildings. That's part of building a modern civilization on the edge of an area that has earthquakes. And that's my concern and top regulators' concern, is that California's built a whole bunch, it's more than seven, nuclear reactors on or right beside fault lines. And if there's a major earthquake, we're talking about meltdowns here. And then the winds blow across from west to east. The trade winds, we're all going to be radiated.
Right. Mother Nature bats last. That's what we're hearing around here. I mean, who cares about Ebola? Who cares about ISIS? Who cares about Obama's failed policies when you've got Mother Nature to worry about?
Well, government wants us to think about them all day because then they can act like they control reality. But
right.
You know, having Google spy systems doesn't allow them to control the Earth's magnetic type activities. We'll be back with Leanne McAdoo with more from California, site of the...
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
That he never gives an answer, but
InfoWars Life, we set out to develop, with the known medical research that's on record, to put the highest concentrations of organic, high-quality compounds into a daily pill that has been proven with these compounds to help your eyes and help maintain the quality of your eyes. And we have developed OcuPower. We've only had it for less than a week, and two-thirds of it is sold out. We will order more next time, but obviously when we come up with something new, we order a limited amount. I want to thank you all for ordering OcuPower, and I want to get your take on it, get your views on it. But before we go any further, I just want to invite you to try OcuPower for yourself, X2, Nascent Iodine as well. We've also got the fluoride shield still discounted with the classic survival shield, Nascent Iodine, and so many other products at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Then we also have super female vitality and super male vitality. We have all these compounds and estrogen mimickers bombarding us. This isn't a compound of super herbs concentrated. It is, but it's not super herbs concentrated that mimic testosterone. What it does is get your glands, Dr. Group believes, and certainly works for me, to release testosterone and to release other things that your glands should be releasing. That's why you've seen the rave reviews. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com is the big blanket umbrella site that has all the books, the films, the Moen Labe t-shirts, the Made in America products, you name it. Okay, going back to Leanne McAdoo in this segment and the next, then John Bowne will join us for a segment, and we'll get back into the other news. I'm not here trying to wring my hands about California. We're all going to die. Comets might hit the Earth. A new ice age may come. Not in our lifetimes. Earthquakes happen, sure. But now we've got nuclear reactors. If there's a new Pompeii or a new Mount St. Helens or a new megaquake. And I think about the government response in California with, what is it, 35, 37 million people? How many live there? Let's look that up. I mean, it's going to be a time bomb because I believe the people would help each other. But if it's like Katrina, the feds are going to come in and just go door-to-door taking the guns. Leanne McAdoo?
Absolutely. Well, Leanne McAdoo reporting for InfoWars.com. I'm out here covering the aftermath of this 6.0 magnitude earthquake that struck the epicenter here.
And you're in Napa. You're in the center of Napa.
Absolutely. Right here downtown, this particular main street caught the brunt of it because it has the most of the historical buildings here. And you can see just bricks covering the streets here. And this, we're seeing this all over the area. Homes just shifted 3 feet off of their foundations. And the mayor was actually here earlier, San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee. And he was in town not only to lend his support, but also to learn the lessons of how they can go ahead and retrofit San Francisco, because San Francisco has nothing but historical buildings. And that's part of the charm of San Francisco or cities like Napa. They have all these historical structures, but they're not properly retrofitted. And that, just like you're saying, it could be devastating for millions of people there. San Francisco has a huge population, most of them living in these older homes.
Now, when they have earthquakes in populated cities in Asia, sometimes 40,000 die. I mean, this is just a time bomb. But meanwhile, we're worried about Al-Qaeda, which our own government's funding, and that's coming up in the next hour. Stay there, Leanne.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must
must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.